push on you. My mind don't need it, but my body too. A little bit of loving and attention from you. Other we're only strangers, they don't need to know. I gotta come clean, I gotta come clean. Ooh, I gotta push on you. I wanna get serious right away. But I do, I gotta crush on you. What you do today or any other day? What I do, I gotta crush on you. Just one look and I go insane. What I do, I gotta crush on you. It's true. Get your kissy list so far away. But his Italian chauffeur shows up every day. But I'll get you in a corner, I'll really let you know. Cause I gotta come clean, I gotta come clean. Ooh, I got a crush on you. I wanna get serious right away. One, two, I got a crush on you. What to do today or any other day? One, two, I got a crush on you. Just one look and I
Ox 2. Good evening.
It's David and Shell. We're back for the fall. Yep, 91.5 at 5 is still the right call.
Now with only 1 hour, you might guess we've lost power. Rather, our branches have been trimmed, making space for more flowers.
We're neither concrete nor sophomores, but our construction is lean, so forget any slump talk, our form's still pristine.
We have sex to enthrall and songs off the wall, two dope dancing queens ushering in that Saturday night ball.
WMFO in Medford. This is Dancing.
I'm David Green McVitie.
And I'm DJ Shell. And we're back for season two.
A little bit of a sneak preview here. We're going to play Initials with four of our favorite friends. Eno Males, Ann Shaw, Evan, and...
Poop Wayne. Coming in from San Francisco, live, not over the phone. She's really here in person. Say hi. Well, should we have everyone introduce themselves?
Have we asked about that nickname yet?
Poop Wayne?
Yeah.
That's how she is in my phone, and that's just how my friends refer to her as.
Was there, is there a story behind it? Or?
Well, I'm in her phone as Poop Stevens. So.
Okay.
Oh, it's the emoji. It's the poop emoji.
Oh, there was nothing happened or anything?
Well, we both poop, you know. Everyone poops.
It sounds
Ian.
Awfully similar to poop stains.
Maybe that's why it works so well.
That was huge.
And I'd like to apologize to any listeners who have to hear my voice today. I screamed a lot last night.
I'd like
night.
To apologize for Michelle as well. It's pretty brutal.
That's just mean.
All right, let's play Initials. Woo! Who all's going to be playing today?
It's Ian. Ian O'Malley's back again. I can't remember how many times I've been spanked by Evan in this
Love
game,
that
but
guy.
It's the same amount of times that I've been on.
Andy Brown here to usurp the crown.
Evan here. That's not going to happen.
Poop Wayne.
Guest starring.
Hell yeah.
I'm Michelle Froggy Stevens.
Back in the contestant chair. Let's see how everybody does. Here's number one. Is Ox 2 on right now?
Here's number one.
You didn't tell us the initials.
Oh!
Trying to get one over on us.
You need to explain, too.
I explained it to her in the car on the way over, but if you want to explain it for the listeners, you can.
All right, boys and girls. The initials game this week is focused on TC, which means that there will be 12 and a bonus people, places, things, ideas, phrases, etc. that have TC as their initials. And these five contestants are going to try to figure out what I'm thinking of based off of 5 to 6 clues that I'm going to be providing. So, for example, had I decided to choose Tayo Cruz, I might say this British pop star gained acclaim in 2008 with his hit Dynamite, to which one of the contestants,
it was 2010,
might buzz in with their name. Your name is your buzzer. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sweet. Let's rock.
It was summer 2010. It was a good summer for music. That's also when Riding Solo came out. And Eminem made a comeback.
Don't Michelle, call him a comeback.
He came back from somewhere.
Score.
You know, with Love the Way You Lie, that other one, that was about how he was going to be a better father.
I'm not afraid.
It's a common, that's common the theme.
And then there was the one with Lil Wayne on fire. Burning.
Are you thinking of the one with Rihanna?
There's the Love the Way You Lie for sure. Okay. And then there's the one with Lil Wayne where it's... Oh, shoot. Well, we can look it up.
Wasn't as much of a smash hit, apparently.
All right. Guys, do you want to start the game?
Please. Wait, so was TC, that is our initials?
This week's initials are TC.
Clue number one.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not working. Aux 2 is on?
Yep.
Right. Is your computer have volume on?
Yeah. He was just playing the music before.
Oh. Oh, no.
Whew.
The anticipation is killing me.
I don't know anything that has
clue number one.
It'll come. Maybe.
I can't think of one thing.
I can think of one, but I'm not sharing.
Do you want me to find my button bar works?
Yeah, if this doesn't.
Yeah, well, besides.
We're having a lot of time to think about TC.
How about this?
Yeah, here we go. I'm amassing a list.
I
haven't thought of anything.
I have not.
35 right now.
What? Oh, I got one. Yeah, I got one.
Cool.
Have you thought of any yet, Michelle?
No, because I've been trying to figure out what's going on with the sound.
Oh, my God.
It's a double dagger bologna sandwich.
Any luck with yours?
No.
Clue number one.
But that's not from a button.
Clue
bar.
Number three. Clue number four.
I'm just gonna open them all as separate MP3 files.
Clue number five. Clue number six. Clue number two.
Okay. I'm gonna open them all up. I can't open them all separately. Can we just say it?
Yeah.
Please. It's just like killing me.
Alrighty. Here's number one. Clue number one. At 34 years old, I continue to reinvent myself each and every year. After all, I need to maintain my popularity. Here's clue number two. If you want luxury, turn to Europe. I don't mind. After all, I'm still the most popular, thanks to my reliability. Number 3. Most of the time, I'm white, black, gray, or silver. Over 70% of the time, actually.
Evan, Toyota Camry.
Well done, man.
I knew it was a car.
It's based off the Japanese word kanmuri, which means crown.
Wow. Wow.
Here's number 2. My white... Excuse me.
Clue number one.
My wife was fed up with me and my religion, so she divorced me.
Annie, Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Is that right?
Well done.
Wow. That was the one I had thought of. And Scientology, everyone.
Clues number 2, 3, and 4 were, let's high five twice as we walk by each other. Once up high, once down low. Or...
That wouldn't have helped me.
Let's just keep moving.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry to cut off the clues. Gotta get the points that I can get.
I'm impressed. Back in middle school, I was getting head on a 10-speed. Gigolo bloodline, pimpin's hereditary. Clue number 2. I'm so cold, I'm like Ben and Jerry. Clue number 3. Dos de Dennis, close to genius.
Evan, 2 Chainz.
Well done.
I didn't know all that about him. I'm impressed.
He has some lady saved in his phone under Big Booty. And every day, he's trying to get it anyway.
I mean, who doesn't have that in their phone?
Is this another clue?
No. He's just reading off his other clues. Because he's so proud of them.
I am of the same species as North Carolina's Metrolina. I am named for 2 siblings.
Michelle, Twin Cities.
Yes.
Oh.
Nice. Oh my God. Time to focus.
It's a throwback to a different episode when I used Metrolina. But you wouldn't have known, Ashley, so don't feel bad for not getting that one.
It's cheating. What did you say?
I don't even know. I can't even hear myself. It's terrible. I'll just stop talking.
Here's number 5.
Everybody just whispering, so Michelle feels bad.
Clue?
Thank you.
Number 1. Bravo, bravo. I am now 14 years old. Here's clue number 2. Why do you want to be me? Is it the acclaim? Is it the $125,000 cash prize?
Evan, Top Chef.
Well done, Evan.
Is it on Bravo?
Oh, these are... No. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. My bad.
Breathing him a different beforehand. Cooking I was show. Like, Chopped.
On, I was thinking like E or not even E, but... no. I was thinking it was on a different channel. No, I did think it was
Top Chef. This is some famous alums. I saw Anthony Bourdain, Emeril Lagasse.
Are you talking about Master Top Chef?
I'm talking about the various seasons. I don't know how
they
it
come
works.
Out as judges.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but there is Top Chef Master, which is pretty sweet too.
With those like caliber
yeah.
chefs,
yeah, definitely.
How you doing? You feeling good as hell?
I don't feel like I could sing that song right now.
Aww. Here's number 6. Clue number 1. Omaha. Clue number 2. Jimmy Fox. Clue number 3. War Admiral.
What?
Clue number 4. Lou Gehrig. Clue number 5. Secretariat.
Evan, Triple Crown.
Well done. It's funny you would get it after Secretariat. The jockey's name for Secretariat, Ron Turcotte. Coincidence?
It's actually what I call myself when I ride horses.
Is that your uncle?
Are those names of horses?
And baseball players. Number six was Ted Williams.
What is a triple crown?
It's when you lead the league in home runs, RBIs, and batting average. Yeah. Quite a feat.
Clever clue.
What was the first clue?
Who's Omaha?
Omaha was the very first horse triple crown winner.
I was thinking Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Omaha!
Omaha!
After the halfway point, Evan has reestablished his dominance. He has 4 to Annie's 1, Michelle's 1, Poop Wayne's 0, and Ian's 0.
Goose egg.
Glad to be in second place. Tied.
Doesn't that have good ventilation?
I'm sweating profusely.
This game will do that to you.
I always sweat profusely. It's because of the game, anxiety of the game, but also because I sit right next to all of this machinery and it like blasts heat out at me. So,
wow.
I wonder if there's a way we can like equalize my voice when we edit this to make it sound not terrible.
Absolutely not.
Can I transcribe everything at a later date?
So after the halfway point, this is item number 7. Clue number 1. I was conservative, so I dedicated some of my books to conservative leaders such as Ronald Reagan.
Michelle, Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz is incorrect. Good guess.
He's conservative.
Can he write?
I bet someone writes books for political leaders anyway.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
Clue number 2. John Grisham, J.K. Rowling, and I are the only authors to sell 2 million copies of a first printed book.
Evan, Tom Clancy?
Yes.
Oh.
Who's that?
I don't know. He writes like 4 books. I've never read any of them.
He's also developed this whole video game series, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell.
For real?
Right, yeah.
It's very, very, yeah, very, it's like a alternative to Halo or Call of Duty. It's actually a kind of a very unique position. He, not only does he's written like 10 books that are pretty famous, Hunt for Red October you might have heard of because it was turned into a movie. But then there's like 40 books under his name where they're just, he's just hired other authors to continue the series.
Oh.
So he's just this, like, he's the father of this branch of genre.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. Like, Tom Clancy's, what's it called? Like, Optic Center is this whole series written by, let's say, David Gerard or something.
Huh. Good way to make some money.
Yeah. Item number 8. Clue number 1. Named after an appendage. Clue number 2. I'm the signature weapon in quotes, of professional wrestler Baron Von Rachke.
I guess the claw?
The claw!
Oh!
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Or, as clue number 3 would have led you to say, the claw.
What's your question, Ashley?
T can be the.
Yeah. No. It begins with T.
No, I know, but I thought that didn't count. Like, A something?
It's the only one with the, and I thought that because the claw is such a signature.
So it's the only one with the.
Yeah, you wouldn't just say claw when you're talking
about
the
claw.
Yeah. Noted.
My dad.
But that's the only one that has the.
It is. Okay. When my dad used to roughhouse with me.
I've gotten that one.
He'd tell me, here comes the claw.
My dad did that too.
Mine was called the Tickle Monster.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
The Tickle Monster.
He
would go.
Josh is used to doing those, dude. Item number 9.
I gotta get one here.
Clue number 1. I was used for fun and games initially in Renaissance Europe. Clue number two. In the 2006 Woody Allen movie Scoop, a serial killer is so named because of what he leaves on top of each of his victims. Clue number three. Have you seen my Trump suit, you fools? Clue number four. Some saps think I can be used for divination.
Evan, tarot cards?
Tarot cards is incorrect.
Ooh.
Clue number five. Carrots are for horses. I am for saps. Five. Four.
Michelle, tarot card?
Tarot card is correct.
That's how you pronounce that.
What?
Yeah, is it tarot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my bad. My bad, Evan. I thought it, I've always said tarot. My fault.
Tarot card.
Yeah.
I just figured you wanted it to be tarot. So do I get a point for that?
You can get
a
half
the carrot
point.
Clue.
You learn something new every day, David.
What did you say?
You learn something new every day. I'm just trying to save my voice.
What for?
Ian is actively working against yeah. it.
Well, because it hurts if I use it loudly.
I see.
You can drink some of my licorice throat coat tea.
I couldn't find it.
Oh. She wanted to.
I looked for it.
Oh, it should be. I'll look when I get home. Tastes terrible, but it really does help.
I don't think it tastes that bad.
Yeah?
Maybe I drink it all.
Yeah, it tastes terrible.
I thought I had some throat coat in there, but I think I moved some of mine to work.
I've had it for many years, ever since college. When
me
I
too.
I lose my voice a lot.
Yeah.
I've never lost my voice.
Oh. That's not true.
That is.
I can That's a remember good never a time at ever. Camp when you lost your voice.
I think I was faking it, to be honest.
Well,
oh, poop way.
You can't go and lie about things like that in the past and then pretend that they didn't happen when it happened in someone's memory. I remember you also fake crying, but you still cried.
No, that was fake.
You were like, oh, it's the last day.
Master Wayne.
I thought you were supposed to be sad.
I didn't know. I like tried to force myself to cry the last day of camp, and I like
it was a cool thing to do.
Yeah,
everyone was crying.
Everyone
was
crying, and we were like, we should cry too.
But no, but you really got into it. You like worked up a fit.
Enough.
You cried, Pooping?
She was like,
not trying to be shown up by these.
And I like had like one single tear that I had concentrated on for so long to try to get it, like just one single tear.
It's because I was in love with this one dude and I was never gonna see him again.
What's his name? Give him a shout out.
SR.
Sam Ross.
Sam Ross.
Dreamboat. I doubt he's gonna listen to my podcast.
How old was he?
He's only
he's a year older than us, yeah. So he's guys, your guys.
But he's
age.
Like, super
do you know
cool.
him? Do you know a Sam Ross? Where's he from?
New Jersey.
New York, but nice try.
Yeah, nice try.
Sam.
He lived in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and he's like really cool. He's very hip.
Wait, but when did you guys go to camp? How old were you?
I was probably 11.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure you were 13.
No, I wasn't.
Because it was when we were in Spears. All right, let's get back to this.
Sam Ross, what a haughty 11-year-old.
Camp stories are awesome.
No, he was 14.
But we did Whoa. Know him when we were 12, yeah.
We did, yeah.
That's wild.
13.
Ooh.
Got him. You used that time wisely, I see. Maybe it's your aux, like your cord's not working, or your... phone jack's not
I think
time was wisely used, I see.
I wish you would send that into the microphone.
It's good it. You're saying all these silly things so your voice shows up when you get 0 points.
Oh!
Oh!
I knew you were going to do it. I was just waiting for the like
whoa.
For the
update listeners. He's a Cubs a fan now.
How are the Twins doing, David?
Oh! I think we hit the triple-digit loss mark at the end of August.
Ooh. That's an accomplishment.
Is that true?
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really...
How are you feeling? Do you want us to get back on track?
Would. Yes, I would like that.
Okay.
Thanks for asking. Thanks for asking!
Not one bit.
I could probably do that impression.
Michelle, how are you feeling right now?
I am tired.
Not one bit.
All right. I'm so
Someone's
happy
got that his button bar back.
My spidey senses are tingling. This is number 10.
Sorry.
Oh, schnoobly.
Schnoobly.
Clue number one.
I get the feeling a lot of feminists don't like me.
Annie, Ted Cruz.
I can't say you're wrong, but it's not. It applies. Not yet. It certainly applies.
Are you just waiting for Ted Cruz to come up?
Clue number two.
Worth a shot.
After all, I'm mostly used to endearingly describe strong little women.
Ian, tough cookies.
Ooh.
Let's go. Yeah. Chauvinists represent.
On the board.
How do you like them apples, Evan?
Hey, I motivated you. Okay. I take credit for that one, too.
You're a real tough cookie, Ian. Good work.
Just the way the cookie crumbles.
Number four.
Would have been, boy, Ian will play through anything. I've seen him tackled, bruised, and scraped, but that doesn't stop him from setting up his teammates for goal.
Wow.
Was that a clue?
That would have been the next clue.
That was a tough cookie clue.
That's a tough cookie clue.
Is that a hint?
Number 11.
Clue number one.
I'm an asshole. My classmates hated me, and now my colleagues do as well.
Ian.
Ted Cruz.
Ian's correct.
No! No!
Stolen!
And I'm going to continue.
Oh, was he unpopular in school?
Oh, yeah. His college roommate was like, I hate that guy.
How the hell did he get voted into office?
Isn't that incredible?
He's incredibly unlikable to me, but I'm a feminist.
When I picture him, I picture Mr. Huntsberger from Gilmore Girls, who also plays like someone in some political show, but I don't remember which one. Oh, he plays the Texan senator in Scandal.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
So that, I think, is why think that.
Duh, yeah.
But he's also Mr. Huntsberger.
Still love his son.
Logan, the rich boy.
Annie, you were asking if he is really hated or if it's just because we're liberal. And Mother Jones had this article I was looking at where they go through politicians from conservative to liberal all across the spectrum who just hate him. In fact, his former campaign.
Ooh, isn't he like the filibuster-er?
Exactly. Just like, yeah, one of the clues was I'm
so disruptive.
Yeah. That's what he's most popular for, was shutting down the government in 2013.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I remember that.
That was.
We're actually in the middle of the anniversary right now. October 1st.
October. October, dude.
Is that your main accent?
That's his, what is it, McDonald's? What's that radio commercial that's on right now? That was sweet, dude. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Dude.
What?
Michelle, you were asking about people at Princeton. Craig Mazin is... No, it's this.
Was
is,
I?
Right,
okay. Oh, his classmates.
Go, yeah. There we go.
His classmate happens to now be a Hollywood screenwriter who's also pretty famous. So he's been interviewed as Ted Cruz has gotten famous about Ted Cruz and what it was like being his roommate. One of his tweets was, "I'm getting blamed right now for not smothering Ted Cruz in his sleep in 1988. What kind of monster do you think I am? A really prescient one?"
He would be a screenwriter.
Even Ted Cruz himself said, "If you want somebody to grab a beer with, I may not be that guy."
Oh man!
I'm not here for beers.
Here to take away your reproductive rights.
Did everyone see the Donald Trump video the other day?
I don't know which one.
The one that just got released that was from like 2005, where he's making really, really bad comments about women, like with this guy named Billy Bush.
Oh,
I think it might. It's bad. It's like really bad.
No,
it's
really
damning.
It's really bad.
NPR.
It's so bad.
Oh, I'm gonna listen.
The NPR politics podcast put out a thing for it. I haven't listened to it yet.
All right, we'll check. Well, I'll check it out after.
Yeah.
How long is it?
It's like 3 minutes, but it's like blech. It's. You'll see.
Oh, crap. Uh-oh. Someone's got a cramp. Looks like I'm not the only injured one today.
Last but not least, number 12.
All right.
Clue number
this
one.
This is for all the marbles.
This one's for Ashley.
I win if I get this clue.
Poop Wayne, you got it.
Just wait for, you know, all of the clues, and if and when I still can't get it, then you can...
My most famous song was ranked 167th on Rolling Stone's Best 500 Songs. I think it's kind of ridiculous that this is the highest ranking song performed by a female artist. Written and performed by a female artist that's on that list of top 500.
Do you think that's ridiculous, or?
I'm guessing she does as well. And speaking of which, am I really the only female item on this list? She is. I'm sorry.
Rolling Stone.
Is that terrible?
Reassess your list.
167th.
Yeah, that's really late.
Number two.
1987 was a big year for me. I was busking in Club Passim and Nameless Coffee House right here in Cambridge. And oh yeah, I graduated from Tufts.
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. No swearing on the radio. Annie Tracy Chapman.
Yeah!
Nice.
It took me so long to think of her name.
Good thing you know all of your Tufts alumni.
Oh, I do. By the way, she hated it.
Oh, yeah, that's like Rainn Wilson.
She was a grad student.
Rainn Wilson transferred.
And we didn't have enough, like, I think our Africana studies was not robust enough.
She'll come back, Tracy. It's improved a little bit.
Who is she?
Fast Car, right?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Hey! Fast Car! We were talking about
what's
that song
funny
yesterday.
About that song. I thought that...
Tracy Chapman?
Is a man.
That's what I was just going to say. Is that
we've had that conversation
very
before.
Manly. So it's like, even though she's on that list, she pretty so, much
you
has a male
said something
sound.
About a Fast Car. Then I would have gotten it.
Gotta know your Tufts a little.
Wait, what was the song that was on there? Was it Fast Car that was on the list?
Clue number three. I'm sick of feeling blue. Thank goodness somebody remixed Fast Car.
Yeah, oh, yes, Blair. Okay. Poop.
Tracy Chapman.
So, Evan, what song do you want?
That was huge.
Whoa. I got a bonus.
Yeah, bonus.
How many do you have?
Six.
Oh, yeah, just keep that low. Let's ride with
bonus,
it.
Bonus counts for 3 points.
So you can get five.
Yes.
Count yes, four
Jonas
points.
Blue.
I can feel it.
Blue.
What?
Just playing music.
Bonus question.
Here we go.
Clue number one.
I began almost 200 years ago in Hartford, Connecticut.
Ian, tennis courts.
Wait,
that's
I didn't
awesome.
That was it.
Wait, what was
my eyes lit up.
Three bonus points.
Can you say that again? I didn't hear it.
The tennis courts is the one I thought of earlier.
Has to be it.
Had to go for it.
Did you just turn off Ian's mic?
No, I turned off the song.
I began almost 200 years ago in Hartford, Connecticut. # tennis courts. I remained there. However, in 1845, I changed from Washington to my current name.
Oh, Annie the Cat. Oh, wait. Not the capital. Because it can't be the again. The capital wasn't in Hartford. Ignore me. Keep going.
It wasn't in Hartford. It was in Philadelphia.
Number two.
The father, the son.
Evan, Trinity College.
Yeah.
Nice. They waitlisted me.
We said the
me.
Bonus was worth
really?
Three.
Yeah.
Oh,
darn.
Molly Boyd went there. It did not seem like a great place to go.
Number four.
One reason you might like me more than my Medford competitors is that I'm not so jumbo-sized.
Or perhaps you're just a big fan of Joanne Berger Sweeney. She was the dean of our liberal arts school, and now she's the president there.
Yes, that is right.
Oh, Berger Sweeney is an unbelievable
I talked
name.
To Molly about it.
Shut up, Zane.
Not right. One bit.
What's the song, then? Do we?
Oh, yeah. So my victory song is it's called Singapore by Tom Waits. And when you hear him sing, you'll understand why.
Does it sound like me? Yeah.
I don't know.
Good job.
Congratulations, Evan.
And now, a moment from Spot It.
But, I don't know what song.
Son, I agree.
You don't even have a song!
Poop Wayne! Food! I got it! Dinosaur!
Handman!
Night!
Lightning Man! Planet Clock!
Park! Piano! Tree! Clock. I'm dying! Clover!
That's how I lost my voice.
This has been a moment from Spot It.
For a tawny boar, took off to the land of Nod, drank with all the Chinamen, walked the sewers of Paris. I drank along a colored wind, I dangled from a rope of sand. You must say goodbye to me.
Nope. Whoa. Twinkies.
Hostess deep-fried Twinkies, a hot, gooey, and yummy treat. $4.76. Save money, live better. Walmart.
I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone's hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. I know that you are something special. To you, I'd be always faithful. you always needed, then I hope you see the heart in me. I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my girlfriend's
next. So that's one of David's picks, but I have 3 picks this week that I heard on various playlists. I'm very excited to share them with you. They're all different than usual. You won't have heard them before.
Look forward to it.
Watch out for these on the up and coming playlists.
Seriously.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Especially when we publish these.
And I'm starting a new playlist on Spotify. My previous one was called Windows Down. This next playlist is called
Backup. No?
It's called Election.
Linux Sideways.
It's called
Poop.
It's called
Chicken Nun.
It's called Election Season Relief, and you can find it on Spotify.
You guys should have heard Michelle say Chicken Man.
This is Fantagram, and the song is called You Don't Get Me High Anymore.
Digging it.
I heard it on Song Exploder, which is an app that dissects songs, or they have the artists go through and explain the songwriting process for one of their hits. And so I listened to this one, and I was like, this sounds like a dope song. This is Ocean Drive by Duke Dumont.
We're running all the red lights down. No way that we
This is Pacify by Romans.
To be president.
You've been listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Dancing.
I'm DJ Shell.
I'm DJ David Green McVitie. Chicken Man. Chicken Man.
And we hope you join us next time. Enjoy the weekend.
Bye.
Dinner, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
What is love, baby?